Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, of course, the candidates for the President of the United States, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, appearing separately at a forum in front of a military audience at the Air and Sea Museum in Manhattan last night. They offered sharp contrasts in the debate. Your thoughts this morning on that?
Well, a couple of things. We have heard, David, that Hillary Clinton is going to slaughter Donald Trump at the debates. I've always had deep questions about that. That is not going to happen. Look, let's face it. Clinton has a record. She's been a senator. She's been in office. She handled a great deal of America's foreign policy while she was Secretary of State. And he has done nothing in the governmental sphere whatsoever. This seemed to me to be a loaded happening. She got a lot of very negative questions. He got very little. She got asked over and over again about the security issues of her emails again. He didn't get asked anything, as I heard about it, about his record as having avoided the draft before veterans. Very peculiar that this is happening. Because it seemed so uneven, Matt Lauer was blasted, who was the moderator, was blasted by both sides. But I thought, based on everything I can learn about this, that he really had a very tough time. And in some cases, he was even condescending to Mrs. Clinton when he said to her, keep it short on an answer. So look, this proved to me what I thought. Going into the debates, which we're going to be hearing, that this is going to be very rough on Mrs. Clinton, and that Trump is going to be Trump. He's going to be what he always has been. And then there's the other issue of Russia. It would seem that Trump insists on being an apologist for Putin. He says he's got an 82% approval rating. In the meantime, the Russians are hacking our stuff. Nobody is getting on him, making the 1 and 1 equals 2 conclusion that from the very beginning, he's been offering aid to the Russians and talking about how wonderful Putin is, even though we have sharp foreign policy differences with them. One is a semi-dictatorship, if not all the way. This country has a limited democracy, but a democracy which puts everything else to shame that you see in Russia. So here is the Russians allegedly helping the Republicans in this country, breaking into our election stuff, and here is Trump supporting them. This is very disturbing to me.
Speaking of disturbing, President Obama yesterday, speaking on climate change, Alan, saying the trends are, quote, terrifying more than healthcare, race, or the economy. President Obama believes his efforts to slow global warming will be the most consequential legacy of his presidency.
And what part of this have we not known? How many times, David, have you and I sat before these microphones and said again and again and again, this is terrible, and talked about each of the times, including yesterday, just yesterday, in each of the times when we are seeing more and more evidence that we're killing ourselves because we can't come to grips with this thing appropriately. Even the smallest moves to put a stop to this have very little consequences when you look at all that is happening around us, to say nothing about the hurricanes and everything else. We've had hurricanes before, of course, but to show the rising sea levels, the polar ice caps, and everything else that we see, and yet we just can't get it together enough to make a real difference. This is calling for a Marshall Plan, and we're not there. And he's right. He's right to say it. He's right to point out that there are those who would stop climate change measures from taking place, and it is terrifying. Not so much for me, but for my kids and their kids.
It also seems to be absent in many of the discussions in the presidential campaign.
I think there is a limited amount of time that you can spend on anything. And look, the Republicans and Trump are going to talk over and over and over again, just like they did with Kerry and the Swift boats. And they're going to make this point about this dumb email stuff. Bernie Sanders said it best, I've heard enough about this, but it doesn't matter. They think they've got something, and they're going to just write it home until they can do no more. And yes, you're right. There really ought to be an awful lot said about this. And let's see what happens in the debates.